What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. Sure, happy it's, we're getting into the week here. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A lot of craziness going on here. At least the stock markets are having a better day than they've had before. So it looks like the plunge protection team got their act together. We're coming up on the midterm elections. The polls are tightening, and there is less and less talk about a blue wave. It's going to be a tight race. Of course, again, the polls are not going to be accurate because they're leaving out two factors. One is, of course, vote fraud. And the people who commit vote fraud or election fraud never respond to polls. And then you have how many illegal immigrants are voting because they're not being counted by the pollsters either. So we'll see what's going to happen. But we're seeing panic within the Democratic establishment. You know, they wanted to take the Congress. They were going to go forward with impeachment. They were going to shut down all these investigations. That may not happen. And watching the Democrats during the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the Republican base is more energized than it has been at any point since November of 2016. They're ready to get out there. They're definitely ready to get on out there here. And this obviously is very concerning to the Democratic establishment. It's concerning to Hillary Clinton. She apparently does want to run again in 2020. And the last thing she needs is for these investigations into her email, into whatever, to keep going. She's already been forced to surrender her security clearance. I don't for a minute believe the story that she requested that she and her aides have their security clearances removed. Basically, if you don't want a security clearance anymore, you just turn it in. I think she was ordered to surrender these security clearances and her aides. Now, disapproval of Congress right now is at 73%. I would like to see a lot of the incumbents. But obviously, this midterm election is all about keeping GOP control of the Congress, not because I think the GOP is doing a good job, but because if the Democrats seize control of the House, they're going to shut down the investigations, and we'll be right back at square one with all of this corruption. So, now, let's talk about Elizabeth Warren, because this has blown up in her face. Again, yesterday, when the story first broke, I said, 1,024th, well, let's just round it up, 1/1,000th. And she went with that? I can't understand that. And I know she was between a rock and a hard place. She'd made a big deal during her whole career about how her mother was Cherokee and she had to deal with the racism. And she exploited being part Cherokee to get advantages, getting into Harvard. And was shameless, there's no question about it. And she got called on it. And so she gets, a proper DNA test. I'm not talking about one of those home kits. Those things are very inaccurate and very useless. She had a DNA expert run the test. They couldn't even find Cherokee DNA to reference it against, or any Native American DNA. So they used DNA samples from Mexico, Colombia, and Peru, and got a 1/1,000th match and said, there it is, there's the deal. And the media went with it. The media went with it, saying, well, Donald Trump owes her an apology. He owes her $1 million, you know, to her favorite charity. Well, actually, if Elizabeth Warren is only 1/1,000th Native American, and they're not even saying that's an absolute, it's likely it's a strong possibility she's one 1,000th Native American, then Donald Trump only owes $1,000 to the charity. You know, the math is pretty solid on there. The Cherokee Nation is absolutely furious. And I read the statement that came on out from their Secretary of State, Chuck Hoskin Jr., just absolutely trashing her and saying it was wholly inappropriate. DNA tests cannot identify tribal membership. And just, you know, absolutely excoriated him and her. Now, this test was done by Stanford University professor Carlos Bustamante and said that somewhere Elizabeth Warren has a Native American ancestor or Peruvian or Colombian or Mexican going back somewhere between 6 and 10 generations ago. Now, that's not enough to claim tribal membership. Membership in a Native American tribe isn't based on DNA. It's based on hard documentation that, yes, you are, in fact, you have this heritage behind you. And I know a little bit about this because when Claire and I lived in Washington State, we hung out with the Snoqualmie tribe. They were going through the process of being legally recognized as a distinct Native American people and finally succeeded. And they take their genealogy very, very seriously. So we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And the reality is that the amount of Native American slash Mexican slash Peruvian slash Colombian in Elizabeth Warren is actually less than the average white American citizen. I mean, that's how embarrassing this is. And she's caught. She's caught red-handed. And she has been exploiting this claim to be part Native American her entire political life. Apparently, there was a cookbook a while back that was titled Pow Wow Chow, which would be politically incorrect today. And it was a cookbook, supposedly, of Native American recipes to which Elizabeth Warren contributed a few, which turned out to be plagiarized. And again, at one point, she claimed that her mother was Cherokee. She's just exploited this shamelessly. And in the process, she's basically demolished the whole affirmative action system because she got all the advantages of affirmative action without actually being a minority. She completely deceived them, completely fooled them. And that's very timely right now because affirmative action has come under attack, especially on college campuses. In fact, Fox News was just showing a protest at Harvard University where students are complaining about how admissions are being biased by their ethnicity. And that's the exact opposite of equality here. I mean, education should be about merit. And merit has really gone away in this politically correct age. You know, you've got to be the right ethnic group and you've got to, you know, have the right political point of view and you've got to pledge support to Israel and all the rest of it. And actual academic achievement has somehow been lost in all the noise here. And we need to get that back. Education should be about education, not indoctrination. Anyway, Tucker Carlson came on out and said Elizabeth Warren appointed herself the head of the hashtag MeSue movement. And again, we're talking about a real serious DNA test that was done, laboratory quality. And again, we want to sound another warning. There's a group of scientists are saying these home ancestry DNA tests have little scientific backing, and they're so often unreliable and inaccurate, they mount to genetic astrology. And in point of fact, I got an email from somebody who is a documented Native American, and their DNA test came back saying that they were European Jew. That's how off the rack it was. All righty, we're going to take a phone call. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I didn't want to get out of order here on your show here, but, you know, I've been watching all this stuff about this journalist that was basically assassinated and the room being painted over and like that, but I thought it was interesting that all this hype about that, when we look at all the reporters in Ukraine have been shot, the journalist over in Gaza being shot, and there's no mention of this. It's only when someone that is tied, and I think I believe I sent you the article there where it showed that he was one of the foremost in the Osama bin Laden events in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the photos of him where he was carrying, I think it was an RPG and everything like that, you know. But, you know, everything is a constant distraction from the domestic problems we're having. Just like you mentioned, years ago, I took a friend of mine up there that tried to get his post and poll permit, and he was only 11/32nd tribal member. And he fought like hell to get that just so he could go out to get these posts, you know. But I was surprised at the time there when they just turned to me and they said, do you want a permit? And I says, not unless you're going to make me a member of the tribe. And he says, you're not Indian? And I said, no. They said, well, you look more Indian than he does. He says, I'm sorry about that. but I noticed everything in what's in the news right now is a constant distraction, just like this constant hype of sexual misconducts, all this politicians, as you just mentioned there, with a congressional approval rate, these guys have been opting to screw Americans for decades here. They're the ones that allowed through Congress to allow these big corporations to offshore their jobs to get that slave cheap labor, you know, and destroy thousands of American jobs. And now we have Ford with a $1 billion loss, Verizon laying off 40,000, Sears in bankruptcy. This is all a distraction, whatever you're hearing in the news, from what's actually really going on in this country.
And around the world. I mean, we're still not seeing corporate media reporting on what's going on in Syria, let alone Yemen. And no mention of the fact that the U.S. may be pulling out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, and, well, that goes along with, what's his name, Eric Prince is there, Blackwater. First, it was denied, and then suddenly the U.S. is going to pull out. So, you know, like John Pilger says, never believe anything until it's officially denied, you know. But anyway, I just want to throw that in there, because these news stories are just such a, I mean, you know, every time you hear these thousands of people losing their jobs, it's a potential apartment lost, a home foreclosed on, a car repossessed, a family split up, divorced, whatever like that. This is what's really going on and what matters in this country.
I agree.
Anyway, my best to you and Claire, okay?
I'm sorry?
My best to you and Claire. I'll listen offline there. I'll get off your phone, though, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, corporate media basically feeds you what the powers that be want you to be thinking about. It's not just feeding you lies. It's directing your attention. Look over here. Don't look over there. A lot of misdirection in corporate media. They're really not covering what's going on in the war zones. They're definitely not covering the war crimes being committed by the United States and its allies. It's basically all, you know, product placement and pushing the liberal agenda for the midterm elections. And they've been doing it for so long. That's why the independent media has become so popular. And now, of course, we're under attack by the big corporate social media platforms who are pulling the plug so that users who use those corporate media platforms are now getting only one side of the story, the liberal side. And they're not being allowed to see the conservative counter arguments. You know, they're just getting a steady diet of, you know, transsexualism, you know, be tolerant. You know, it's okay for men to use the ladies' room and this other nonsense. And so with reference to InfoWars, their slogan is absolutely right. There's a war on free your mind right now. And unfortunately, at the moment, we're losing. Because the big money is out there tied up with the liberal agenda. And that's kind of a surprise because when I was a kid, it was always Republicans who were viewed as having the majority of the money out there. Okay, getting on back to our domestic political news. Remember Stormy Daniels, the porn star who allegedly had an affair with him, was paid some hush money, then threatened to go public, actually did go public as part of this attempt to damage Donald Trump. Donald Trump responded to her online, and she sued for defamation, saying that Trump was implying that she was a liar. So the judge in the case has now dismissed the lawsuit, saying that Trump has a right to defend himself and that his message basically is, in fact, protected by the First Amendment. So that's still going on there. And, oh, by the way, the judge also ordered Stormy Daniels to pay all of Trump's legal fees. And that is going to sting. They haven't actually announced the amount yet, but we know what lawyers cost here. One of the issues going into the midterm elections is that both parties seem very pro-war. And if you remember back at the 2016 Democratic National Convention, everybody was chanting, no more war, no more war, no more war, which was a good thing, I think. But going into this election, there are very few Democrats that are running on an anti-war platform. And the voters are tired of the war. So it's the Democrats want to take control of the House of Representatives, but they're not giving the voters a choice. They're not giving them a point of difference. It's like, if we vote the Democrats in, we're going to get the same thing we've been getting already. Out of control military spending and blood on our collective hands here. Now, up in Vermont, there is a mother who's running as a Republican for the state's House of Representatives. And she's claiming she received a left-wing death and rape threat in a pro-socialism letter mailed to her home. She posted it on Facebook. I got to tell you, I'm not sure I trust this one. We live in an age of hoaxes, hoax hate crimes to get attention. And this lady did. She got all over the TV up there in Vermont. So, all right. There's been, obviously, we're starting all the ads for the midterm elections, and some of them are coming out as real zingers here. Apparently, New Jersey Republican Senate candidate Bob Huggin has come out with a commercial ripping apart Senator Menendez. And basically, the ad was released after Menendez attacked Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh over the uncorroborated allegations made against him. And then this ad asked Menendez, what about the underage girls who accused you? Now, this goes back to 2012 when these allegations were made and were associated with the Democratic senator's corruption trial, which ended with a deadlocked jury and basically involved sex with underage prostitutes Menendez had during trips to the Dominican Republic. All right. There's another ad. This one's actually very good. This is an ad from the Republican National Convention. And it's basically saying the Democrats' unhinged mob. And it's just very good editing where it's taking all of these Democrats who are saying, get on out there, get in their faces. If they go low, we kick them. And then they intercut it with like that guy who kicked the pro-life woman in the face, and Maxine Waters is in there, and it really does make the point that the Democrats have become this unhinged, out-of-control mob, and I think people looking at this ad are going to be saying, we can't have this in the Congress. It's going to be a disaster. So we're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, we are standing here hat in hand, asking for help that Republic Broadcasting may stand up to all of this very obvious censorship going on. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in with a credit card or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And, of course, if you want to donate to whatreallyhappened.com, there's a little widget over in the right margin on my page. Getting on back to the upcoming midterm elections, the two largest donors in the lead up are both Israel advocates. The biggest one, of course, is Sheldon Adelson, who once said he'd wished he'd served in the Israeli military instead of the American one. And he's donating tens of millions of dollars to Republicans. And he is expected to be the top donor in this election cycle. Now, the Democrats are out there, sounding the panic warning, the blue wave is in danger, and they're trying to grab as much money as they can as well. Over at Project Veritas, they just released their third undercover video from the campaigns during this 2018 election season. And this one was aimed at incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill and individuals working on her campaign. One of the Project Veritas people basically went on in pretending to be a campaign volunteer and just got people to talk, which they were willing to do. And basically what they revealed is that Claire McCaskill is hiding her real agenda from the voters. She's trying to lure the moderate voters and not lose the hard left voters, but she's trying to be a moderate. But her real agenda is that, yes, she wants to ban all semi-automatic guns and various other extreme left points of view. So good for Project Veritas, because they caught this lady basically lying to the voters. And the voters need to understand they are being lied to before they make that little mark on the ballot here. And we are still hearing from the Democrats that if they seize the House of Representatives, they're going to push for impeachment. And the corporate media is already trying to push this, because apparently back in August, a Washington Post and ABC poll claimed to have found nearly 50% of Americans support immediate impeachment proceedings against the president. And I'm not sure I trust that, because it is the Washington Post, and we know how polls can be manipulated. But here is the absolute reality. This would be a repeat of what happened to Bill Clinton. If the Democrats take the House of Representatives, the real damage is going to be shutting down the investigations. That's going to be the real damage. The impeachment is just decoration. They can gin up some kind of an excuse to impeach him, but they're going to have an actual cause. You can't impeach a judge or a president just because you don't like him. It doesn't work that way. So they can impeach him, but it takes a two-thirds vote of the Senate to remove from office. So Trump is going to stay in the White House. I'm sure in 2020, the Democrats are going to be campaigning on the fact that Trump got impeached during his first term in office, but they can't get him out of office with impeachment. It's not going to happen. There's no way the Democrats are going to get two-thirds of the Senate here. Hillary Clinton, again, she is showing indications that she wants to run again in 2020. And apparently her advisors are telling her that she could actually win the nomination if Joe Biden doesn't run. Now, Joe Biden's been talking about running as well, and Joe Biden may look at what's happened to a lot of other people who get in Hillary Clinton's way, and he may take a pass on challenging President Trump. But apparently on yesterday's Hardball on MSNBC, Steve McMahon, who's a top strategist, said that some people close to the Clintons and close to Hillary Clinton who look at the field and think if Joe Biden doesn't run, it's a weak field and someone like Hillary Clinton could get back in. And unfortunately, he is right. Absent Joe Biden, the Democrats really don't have anybody else. I'd like to see Tulsi Gabbard get it. But she's too young, and I think from the point of view of national exposure, she would be seen as inexperienced for the job. But I like her. And I'm going to be very honest. If Hillary runs in 2020, I'm going to go back to supporting Donald Trump, as big a disappointment as he's been. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take some phone calls, starting with Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I hope, Tulsi Gabbard might be inexperienced, but Mike... Like, I wish Trump would stop coming out with these things like horse head and stuff against Stormy, because it's just, you see Putin doing any of this? You know what I mean? It's just so childish. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just, it disgraces this country in a way. We look unhinged, you know? Unhinged and just, it's unbelievable. I wish he just not, at first it was kind of funny he was doing this, you know, but it's got to stop, because it's just degrading, like the whole country now, just coming out, you know, and then they use this against him.
I agree with you. I mean, I'm in favor of Donald Trump communicating directly with the American people over social media, but he shouldn't be swinging at those mud balls, because it does make him look less presidential, to use the term, and what Americans look for in a leader is somebody who looks and acts like a leader, and Trump is still acting like a reality TV star.
Yeah, I mean, you see Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin come out and saying stupid
yes.
stuff like that? No. You don't, you know?
Nope.
What? And Mike, I got to switch gears to Saudi Arabia now. Like, with, did you hear what Lindsey Graham said about, like, Bin Salman needs to go? And then Mitch McConnell said, like, if they might put sanctions. I doubt it, but do you realize in that part of the world that is an insult to them, like a slap in the face? You know, like what Lindsey Graham says, because, like, it's a different culture, just like the Chinese with the trade war and all that. It's a different culture. So that was like a disgrace to the Saudi royal family, you know?
Yep.
So if he goes, you know what's going to go? The petrodollar. That's going to go.
Could very well. You know, Saudi Arabia could simply drop the deal, and that would be a major, major blow.
And the Chinese will be right there, just like when France pulled out of Iran, remember? And then who's going in there to do their oil? China, right? At that one, yep. The large oil. What's going on now, Mike? Did you see the Economist magazine, like the new issue? I mean, are we in the shift? Like, are we in that? Do you have that feeling? Are we in that global shift going on now? Like, I you know, because it just looks like it, doesn't it? Like, with all this stuff going on now with the Saudis, you know, interrogation gone wrong, if you believe. I mean, you know, they could have knocked the guy off if they wanted on the street. But, yeah, I mean, but you know what our mothers used to tell us and our fathers? They used to say the people you hang around with represent what you are.
Yes.
So this is who they are. This is who the Israelis are. You know?
Yep.
America, you know? This is who our government's been hanging out with. These are the kind of, you know, disgraceful.
And they picked up some really bad habits.
Yes, they did, Mike. And like I said, I just have this feeling there is a shift going on, and it might not be moving fast, but it is happening. Because now, did you see Russia said that they're going to, like, you know, they were always talking about, and it was been moving away from the U.S., you know, the dollar, you know, and then China just dumped more treasuries. Did you see that, like 500 billion or 500 million? So, I mean, I think it's all coming unraveled, you know. I mean, if we lose Saudi Arabia, and then did you see there's talk about putting a Russian base in Saudi Arabia? Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
the world is definitely changing. The United States is an empire in decline. The big question is, will the United States go quietly into that darkness, or are they going to lash out at the rest of the world with a nuclear war as they thrash around in their death throes?
Yeah, because, you know, we're much more prosperous as America, not United States of Empire, because there is no America anymore as we known it, you know, throughout history. We're an empire, you know, and it's a neoliberal empire, you know, which makes it, like, I mean, could be bad or worse, you know, than what was the Roman Empire? Was that more fascistic? You know?
More what?
Fascist?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, that's where that little symbol at the front of the House of Representatives comes from, the little bundled sticks with the axe handle, the axe head in it. That came from Rome.
I didn't know that. But all right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I really had a bunch of stuff to say. I was going to mention the MiG-29. I watched that thing go through its paces. That was amazing. I know you could probably, you know, a lot about that. But I saw a comment online that just kind of summed it all up, and this guy said, I hate it when I wake up in the morning and realize Ron Paul's not president. So that kind of summed it all up for me.
Yeah. Well, you know? It seems every election we have less and less choice, and that goes back to the article I mentioned a little while ago where there are very few anti-war candidates out there. And that means the American people really don't have a choice. Even though the American people are tired of all these wars, we have hardly anybody we can vote for that would agree with us that it's time to stop these wars.
Yeah, you know, the Constitution, like, you know, I know you're familiar with it, there's, you know, Jefferson, whatever, warned about getting involved in foreign entanglements, and that's our specialty.
That was Washington.
Oh, what was that, Washington?
Yeah, that was
Washington
in his farewell address.
Yeah, yeah, well, that was that's what we, that's our specialty. All right,
yeah,
Michael,
it's what we do is overthrow other governments and take their wealth.
Hey, you know, you're right on. You're right on about this weather thing, too. I was kind of iffy about the global warming thing, you know, years ago when I started listening to your channel. Man, we're breaking some records with snowfall in Europe and the United States.
Yep.
You're right on the money there, too, bro.
No, there's a big record cold wave coming down over the Canadian border now, heading into the Colorado area. They're going to be dealing with some cold weather now.
Those people hate Al Gore. I'll let you go. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. And getting on back to our domestic political news here, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is basically hurling the defy at federal judges for what he has described as a dramatic uptick in outrageous decisions threatening to interfere with the separation of powers by exposing internal White House deliberations. Now, he basically made this point during a speech at the Heritage Foundation in Washington. And he said, once we go down this road in American government, there's no turning back. We intend to fight this and we intend to win. Well, there's some place where Sessions has gotten off the track. There's a separation of powers between the three branches of the government, but there's no separation of oversight. That's why we have the three branches keeping an eye on each other. That's the whole point of it. And that means that the judiciary does have a right and a duty to look into the affairs of both the executive branch and the legislative branch, just as the legislative branch has a right and a duty to keep watch on the judiciary and the executive branch. That's the way it's supposed to work. So I wonder what Sessions is trying to cover up, but it's very obvious that he's a great believer in keeping secrets. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I have just a couple things I want to jump around on, but the first one is you were absolutely right, you and Dustin, talking about the way we teach our kids, you become your friends, you are who your friends are. That's
yep.
That's a very apt point. One of the things that could be a positive, I think that the Saudi Arabia is so unstable and there's almost no alternative. There's nobody out there except the real crazies, like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, to pick it up if the House of Saud crashes. But they're really unstable. And one of the reasons this war with Iran, that, of course, Saudi Arabia and Israel have been greatly beating the drum for, is, and one of the reasons for the war in Yemen, is because they wanted a pipeline that goes through, you know, the ports in Yemen, that will bypass the Strait of Hormuz that Iran could close down. And I believe the war with Iran, for a large part, has been put off until that alternative route is there. And if the House of Saud collapses, that will never happen, or at least it won't happen in the medium term anyways. And maybe that will put off the war against Iran. That's one point. What's your take on that?
I don't see the entire House of Saud collapsing. They've been around for a very, very long time. But I could easily see a palace coup against Mohammed bin Salman. He's not very popular. And, of course, he's got lots of other family members who'd like to sit in that center seat. I even understand that King Salman is very unhappy over some of the decisions that Mohammed bin Salman has come out with. So maybe the power went to his head. Or maybe he just really wasn't paying attention when he was supposed to be learning about Saudi Arabia's place in the world. But I could see a palace coup. I'm not so sure the entire House of Saud is going to come crashing down, though.
Well, we will do our best to not allow that. But you know, it's pretty unstable, and there's a lot of people who would like to destabilize it too. But the other point I want to make is there was a one of those interviews that on anti-war that Scott Horton does that talked with a guy who was off the World Socialist newspaper or something like that, that was chasing down the story and came down with between 30 and 60 people. I know you've talked about this before, of the Democratic candidates for upcoming congressional elections in a couple of weeks are ex-Intel, CIA, or military intelligence people.
Yeah, there's a lot of spooks in the Congress right now.
Yeah, and your point earlier about the what was designed to be, but of course is massively failing, the checks and balances, is if the billionaires and the intelligence agencies who have all the intercepts and the billionaires with all the money, they're the ones that really run the country.
Yes.
And now they're making no bones about it. They're putting their candidates in, and of course they put them in on the Democratic side because the CIA and the NSA and the FBI have all lined up against Trump. So, and the question is this purposeful? Is this an operation, which I personally believe it is, or is this just inadvertently happened that so many of these candidates are running?
Well, the unknown part is how many of our politicians in past Congress have had links to the CIA. The CIA used to be very much out of the sight of the American public, but because of the independent media, these links are now being made visible. It may turn out that this has been the norm for quite a while, where a lot of these politicians are also connected to the CIA. And again, it's an indication that our government is really breaking into factions. You've got the billionaires on one side, you've got the CIA on another side, you've got the war party over here, you've got the money, the financial industry over here, and it does act very fractured, certainly in its foreign policy.
Yeah, it's I don't know where we go from here, Mike, but it ain't good for you and me, or the average American, that's for sure. We don't count in the equation at all. So, anyways, just wanted to hear your take on that, Mike. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Peter, we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open again. Let's see. Apparently, back in 2017, the FBI actually investigated Andrew McCabe for alleged leaking about Trump and Michael Flynn. And, of course, McCabe has since been fired concerning an alleged previously unreported media leak about Trump and Flynn. Now, this is according to documents just now being publicly posted by the FBI. And, of course, you probably remember McCabe was fired in March just before his planned retirement by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, following a review by the Department of Justice internal watchdog that found McCabe repeatedly lied to investigators about his knowledge of leaks in the Wall Street Journal regarding the agency's probe into the Clinton Foundation. Apparently, McCabe authorized a series of leaks, according to the Department of Justice Inspector General, and he reportedly is under a grand jury investigation to determine if criminal wrongdoing took place. I would say that's entirely likely. Now, yesterday we ran this story where it's come on out that the FBI only recovered 5,000 of the 33,000 missing emails from Hillary Clinton's email server. We know the NSA has them. NSA offered them to James Comey. Comey turned them down. So Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch is basically saying, this is huge. There are still 28,000 Clinton emails missing. And even worse, the State Department and Department of Justice are basically trying to stymie their efforts to find them. I think what's in those emails is a scandal that would certainly end Hillary Clinton's career and could be a threat to the entire federal government. I think Hillary, in the run-up to 2016, was replaying the 1996 Chinagate scandal. And nobody wants to look at that. It's a question that should have been asked and answered a long time ago. Nobody even wants to touch it. It's like the third rail of contemporary politics here. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about the war zones. We're going to be talking about Khashoggi and Saudi Arabia and what's going on over there. So phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Larry in Austin. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Lots on my mind. but anyway, I just wanted to mention a couple of things to respond to what you had just been talking about in the previous segment. Number one, the Hillary emails. I believe that's what's in those things, as you've said before, is involves so many people and so many, you used the word factions before.
Yes.
Possibly one faction or several. And I believe the emails will never come out because it will, and even if they do come out, they won't be publicized for people to actually know how serious and how deep all of it goes toward the corruption of our government. Mm-hmm. And the second thing I wanted to mention to you was, or to ask you, actually, you used the word factions in the last segment.
Yes.
And it reminded me of some books I've read about the Civil War, and that the U.S. government had kind of broken down into sections. It had become sectional. And I wonder what you think about the correlation between factions and the sectional aspects of pre-Civil War.
Well, obviously, when government is badly factionalized, it can't function smoothly. And in Lincoln's time, of course, the issue was the strengthening of the central federal government, even though the Constitution had seriously restrained its authority. And Lincoln, of course, was a constitutionalist. He spent his administration obviously holding the country together from the southern slave states that wanted to secede. And it really was about holding the country together. Lincoln seized on the slavery issue to motivate the Union to say, yes, we must go deal with this. But it was really all about holding control over the territories and about the money, because at that point in time, a great deal of tax revenue was coming in from those antebellum plantations. And if you look very carefully at the Constitution, at the amendments that were passed immediately after the Civil War, you will see in there the transition from our original constitutionally limited central government to this consolidated, powerful beyond reproach body that it is has grown to be today. And there were a whole bunch of amendments that were passed saying the states could no longer question the federal government on borrowing, things like that. And it really did mark a major transition in the way this country was being run.
Yes, this is what the Reconstruction actually was. It wasn't rebuilding. It was reconstructing the entire Constitution and form of government.
The reconstruction was in the South. What was going on in Washington, D.C. was hidden from the American people, who probably would have started a new civil war if they had seen what Congress was up to. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break for station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.